Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, this is the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. This evening's headlines: 1,470 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed this evening in the Republic. The five-day average of cases here has now fallen to 1,382. Meanwhile, there's been an additional 7 COVID-related deaths reported by the North's Department of Health today. 27 patients are awaiting a bed in Letterkenny University Hospital this evening. As the latest INMO Trolley Watch figures show, LUH is now the 5th most overcrowded hospital in the country. And the Foreign Affairs Minister says that Catherine Zappone did not lobby him for a role of a special envoy at the UN. And we'll have those stories in full and a lot more, as well as the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up for you within the next half hour. Back to our top stories now this evening, and 1,470 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 have been reported this evening in the Republic of Ireland. The five-day average of cases here has now fallen to 1,382, which is 16% less than a week ago. Counties Monaghan, as well as Donegal, Cavan and Leitrim, still have the highest 14-day incidence of COVID in the country currently. 367 patients are now in hospitals with the virus. That's down 17 on yesterday's figure, with 59 now in intensive care, which is unchanged. Health officials may have to revisit guidance for children returning to school who are deemed close contacts, according to a GP. Up to 12,000 children are currently restricting their movements due to being a close contact of someone with COVID-19 due to the recent surge. Monaghan GP Dr. Ilona Duffy says that while the increase in cases was expected, it may pose a challenge for parents as offices and workplaces reopen now in the coming months.
Look, at the moment we're going to have to continue as we are, but I think NPHET and Public Health probably need to look at this guidance, because this is going to keep on going. And while your child may be out now at the moment and not get the virus and not test positive, what happens in 2 weeks' time if they're re-exposed? They'll be back out again.
Meanwhile, 1,748 new COVID-19 cases have been recorded in the North in the last 24 hours. There's also been another 7 COVID-related deaths reported by the North's Department of Health today. There are now 461 patients being treated for the disease in hospitals in Northern Ireland, almost 100 more than the South, with 45 now in ICU. Those figures come as some hospitality bosses in Northern Ireland say the latest COVID relaxations in the North do not go far enough, despite the rises in deaths and hospitalisations in Northern Ireland since the beginning of reopening. From Friday, wedding guests can now dance again, and people can also play a game of pool at the pub, as well as go to the bar to order a pint instead of having to wait at their table in the North. But Colin Neal from Hospitality Ulster wanted to see more.
Obviously, we welcome any restrictions being removed, but such small steps with no indication of when these are coming and how long it will take leaves an industry that is the fourth largest private sector employer adrift.
The new COVID-19 vaccination satellite centre in Burdenport will open on Thursday, with Sealta saying it will operate on at least one day a week after that, with more sessions being offered subject to demand. The facility is located in St. Columba's Community Centre in the town. Keisha Connolly has more.
Sealta say the new centre will supplement the vaccination work being carried out in Letterkenny, as well as by GPs and pharmacies. HSE spokesperson Cara O'Neill says the opening of the vaccination centre is another important step in the rollout of the vaccination programme in Donegal, particularly as it will greatly improve access to the vaccine for people living in this more rural part of Donegal. She's urging everyone in the eligible age cohorts who hasn't already done so to get the vaccine. The centre is now offering walk-in appointments on Thursday, September 9th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with first Pfizer doses available for anyone unvaccinated over the age of 12, and second Pfizer doses being provided to anyone who received their first dose before August 20th.
56% of 12 to 15-year-olds have received their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine here. However, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says that only 1% of those are fully vaccinated at the moment. Meanwhile, 73% of 16 and 17-year-olds have had one dose, with 52% of that cohort fully vaccinated. Almost 7 million jabs have now been administered in Ireland so far. 27 patients are awaiting a bed in Letterkenny University Hospital this evening. As the latest INMO Trolley Watch figures show, that LUH is now the 5th most overcrowded hospital in the Republic today. 21 patients are waiting for a bed on wards in the hospital. That's the highest figure in the country and unchanged from yesterday's figure. Meanwhile, 6 patients are now awaiting beds in the emergency department at LUH. Nationally, 395 patients are being treated on trolleys in hospitals. That's the highest figure since the start of the pandemic. Cork University is the most overcrowded hospital in the country, with 50 on trolleys there. And the INMO say that hospitals are at risk of becoming COVID hotspots due to overcrowding as well as poor ventilation. The Foreign Affairs Minister says that Catherine Zappone did not lobby him for the role of a special envoy at the UN. Simon Coveney has been questioned before an Oireachtas committee for the second time about the controversy today. Casey O'Riordan has this report.
Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney claims the idea of a special envoy on LGBTI plus issues was already being explored by his department when on March 3rd he asked Catherine Zappone if it was something she'd be interested in should it come to fruition.
But it wasn't a job offer at that stage, as I made it very clear that the concept needed to be developed by the department. I should have been clearer with Catherine.
A lot of the explanations given this morning didn't wash with the opposition. Deputy Gary Gannon questioned why Ms. Zappone referenced a start date in one of her texts to the minister.
So in 2 text messages, thank you for the job on March 4th, and then on May the 4th, she had a start date for a job that wasn't designed and that hadn't been offered to her. It barely seems believable.
Catherine Zappone regularly contacted the minister and other officials seeking updates about the role, but Minister Coveney doesn't feel it qualifies as lobbying.
I didn't feel any pressure. If I had, I think I probably would have responded to those texts, and I didn't.
The department is now reviewing the role and appointment process of special envoys for the future.
Just over 55,000 students have received their CAO Round 1 offers today, as points requirements across the country have risen again. At LYAT, while many course options stayed similar to 2020, such as law and computer science, increases were seen in the high-demand area of nursing. For a Level 8 General Nursing course, the points requirement jumped from 400 points to 429, and the biggest points increase for a Level 8 course was seen in Intellectual Disability Nursing, that was up 31 points from last year to 357. Meanwhile, for Level 6 and 7 courses, while some, like Culinary Arts, maintained a similar points threshold, others saw increases. The Business Common Entry course saw a jump of 28 points, while the Digital Film and Video increased by 45 points, up from 172 to 217. The content editor with spunout.ie, Hannah Byrne, is appealing to students to not allow their Leaving Cert results today to define them if they didn't go their way.
We definitely feel it's worth taking a step back and remembering that your worth doesn't boil down to the grades you receive in your Leaving Cert. You're more than the points that you receive, and it's okay if things didn't work out quite how you were hoping.
Sexual assault treatment units are seeing more victims who have been assaulted by a current or former partner or family member. It comes as a report from the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre shows a drop in calls to its helpline last year during the pandemic. Stephen Murphy has this report.
Consent is all about respect.
As people return to offices and colleges and schools start back, the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre is highlighting the importance of consent. The organisation's annual report for 2020 shows over 13,400 people contacted its helpline, down around 5% on the previous year. National Helpline Manager Michelle Graham says the COVID lockdowns have had an impact.
Those for living alone, for instance, were left with that isolation. Those with families who are, you know, locked in together, basically, couldn't find privacy to make contact with us. So there was huge levels of anxiety and distress across the board.
75% of rape or sexual assault victims told the charity the offender was either a parent, sibling, family member or other known person. And Dr. Maeve Ogan, National Clinical Lead for Sexual Assault Treatment Unit Services, says that was reflected at units last year.
And we had a drop in allegations about assailants who were recorded as either a stranger or a recent acquaintance.
The Dublin Rape Crisis Centre helped 96 victims report their case to Gardaí in 2020. Its free 24-hour national helpline can be contacted on 1800 77 8888.
The government expects to submit its strategic plan for CAP on time by January the 1st. Political agreement at EU level was reached in June on the future of the Common Agricultural Policy. The New Deal aims to support the transition towards more sustainable agriculture, while there will still also be support for young farmers and smaller farms included. Speaking as he attended an informal meeting of EU agriculture ministers today, Donegal Deputy and Minister for Agriculture Tarlim Conlogue says the consultation process is now underway.
Well, we're working very hard at the moment in relation to putting our CAP strategic plan together. We've just finished our consultation process with farm organisations, the first part of it yesterday, or the start of this week. And we're working towards the deadline of the 1st of January or the end of this year to have our CAP strategic plan submitted.
A Glenties Municipal District Councillor is calling for more action to be taken against people who dump their household rubbish illegally. For the second time in a number of weeks, Councillor Michael McClafferty says rubbish has been dumped near a reservoir serving both Falkara and Dunfanaghy, while a skip outside a local graveyard has now been removed because of prolonged misuse by the local community. Councillor McClafferty says this must stop.
It's an ongoing issue down on this right. It's dumped close to the reservoir there locally here up at Lochaha there towards Creaslick. There were three bags of household waste dumped in the near vicinity of the reservoir. No immediate threat as such, but it was still close by. But that's not to say that someday it'll be closer. You know, it's only a matter of yards away. So the point is, this has to stop. It's a big ongoing problem at the moment. People just need to be responsible with their household waste.
We know that Donegal County Council has the facility to, in certain circumstances, go through bags and seek to identify who the culprits may be by virtue of envelopes or whatever. I mean, should the council be doing that in this case?
Yes, it's a thing that would need to be done always, to be fair, Donald. I would also like to see mobile cameras going up in these certain spots as well where dumping's become prevalent.
You've also pointed out that an issue we spoke about before, the dumping of household waste in a skip at a local church, has actually led now to that skip being permanently removed, it seems.
Sadly, at the moment, Donald, yes, as we speak at the moment, that skip is permanently removed. This has been mooted the last time we talked about this. It was bordering that time that was going to happen. And subsequent to that, things didn't get any better, and that's just now what's happened. It's been removed from the local graveyard, where it was there always down through the years for people to throw their waste off the graveyards and tidying up and so on into it. But as a result, in recent times, it's drawn a lot of unwanted waste, mainly household waste and so on. And now the skip has been removed now on everyone.
And Gardaí are welcoming the latest drug seizure in the county under Operation Tara, a national initiative announced last year by Commissioner Drew Harris. The seizure was made on Thursday night last after Gardaí stopped a vehicle which had been observed driving on the Letterkenny to Derry Road. Garda Grania Doherty has been outlining the nature of the seizure.
Bunkrana Gardaí had stopped a vehicle that had been driving at speed on the N13. The vehicle was searched and it resulted in a seizure of 1 kg of suspected cannabis. This would have an approximate street value of €20,000. All the occupants of the vehicle were arrested and detained at Bunkrana Garda station. One of the passengers of this car is now before the courts. They're charged with offences under the Misuse of Drugs Act, and the driver of the vehicle is before the courts in relation to a road traffic related offence.
It's 12 minutes past five. Sport with Kenny is coming up after these.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the club championship and get your training essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. That means it's time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Daniel. Starting with soccer, and the Republic of Ireland under-21s have been held to a 1-1 draw by Luxembourg. That's in their latest European Championship qualifier. It finished 1-1 in Dudelange. UCD striker Colm Whelan gave Ireland the lead, but Jim Crawford's side conceded a penalty 6 minutes from time. Meanwhile, in the senior setup, Aaron Connolly is out of tonight's World Cup qualifier with Serbia. The Brighton forward is nursing an injury and hasn't been included in Stephen Kenny's matchday squad. The Irish boss is still seeking a first competitive one and says the team need to be more clinical at home.
Our teams haven't played with that level of confidence in terms of Portugal or Serbia in many years, like away from home like that. What we've got to do is just be better in them home games against obviously got to be much more. We've got to score goals against teams at home like we haven't against Azerbaijan, for example, the other day. We just got to one.
Kickoff tonight is 7:45, and there's a game already underway in Group A. It's in Baku, where Azerbaijan, they're hosting Portugal. After 11 minutes, it's still scoreless. And Scotland midfielder Callum McGregor has called tonight's World Cup qualifier against Austria a must-not-lose match. They're currently third in Group F, 1 point ahead of tonight's opponents and 2 points behind second-place Israel. In the Airtricity League, Bohemians fixture with Derry City has a new date. It was originally fixed for last Friday. The game will now be played on Monday, September the 20th. And in the Donegal News Ulster Senior League Cup, there's one game down for decision tonight in Group A. It's Derry City Reserves up against Letterkenny Rovers. In Gaelic games, the Donegal GAA have confirmed the arrangements for the opening round of fixtures. That's in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure 2021 Senior Championship, which starts this weekend with four matches scheduled. All four are to be played on Sunday, September the 12th. Killybegs there hosting Glenswally at 1:30. Ardra take on Bundoran at 3 o'clock. Gwydor there at home to Mulfort at 5:30. And St Dunans, they host Kilcare. That one starts at 6 o'clock. And that game will be a feature game here on Highland Radio Sport in Round 1 action this weekend. Attendance at all those games is set at 50% of capacity as per government regulations. In other news, Young Footballer of the Year Oisín Mullen looks set to be available for selection for Mayo ahead of the All-Ireland Football Final against Tyrone. The defender's back training, having recovered from a quad issue. And Tyrone, they suffered a defeat in the 2018 final, while Mayo, they've lost five finals in the past 10 years. So, does that give Tyrone and vice-captain Kieran McGeary confidence going into the game?
Absolutely not, you know. There's been a number of them games against Dublin where they should have won, and they'll know that themselves. Not for 1 second could you possibly consider that Mayo's record in an All-Ireland final would have anything to do with this next game.
In other news in Gaelic games, Cork, they're the latest county on the lookout for a new senior football manager. It's been reported that Ronan McCarthy's to leave the role after 4 years in charge. Cork exited this year's championship following a heavy Munster final defeat to Kerry. Moving on to boxing, and Brett McGinty is back in the ring for his third professional fight this Friday night in Coventry. The St Johnstone man, who has won both his fights to date, will go up against Lucas Eulis at the Sky Dome Arena on the undercard of the Sam Edginton Bilal Jakutu WBC middleweight title fight. Brett says Friday is all about improving and progressing.
At this stage in my career, it's just... It's not really about who I'm fighting or who my opponent's going to be. It's about me improving in the gym every day. Starting to sit down on my shots a bit more. And, I'm an aggressive fighter. So a lot of the time, whenever the fights go longer and there's longer rounds, something Ricky's been working on me is just work my opponent, but nice solid shots, early rounds, you know, early doors. Don't be... You know, if there's a fast start from my opponent and that kind of thing, to just sit down and nice heavy shots, keep them working all the time and make them move. So just sort of things like that. And as I say, at this stage of my career, it's not really about, you know, my opponent or who I'm fighting, because we're kind of, as he always says, we're building for 5-10 years down the line. We're not building for the next, you know, couple of fights.
You can hear more from Brett online on our sports section, highlandradio.com. Moving on to rugby, and Ireland Sevens captain Lucy Mulhall has been included in the Irish squad for the World Cup qualifier in Italy. She's one of three uncapped players alongside Mary Healy and Sam Monaghan. Laura Feely from Ballybuffet has also been included. Ireland face Spain, Italy and Scotland for a place in October's World Cup. In tennis, men's second seed Daniil Medvedev is in US Open quarter-final action, taking on world number 117 Botic van de Zandschulp. And women's second seed Anastasia Sabalenka, she plays French Open champion Barbara Krejcikova. Finally for this evening in Formula 1 news, British driver George Russell, he'll race alongside Lewis Hamilton for the Mercedes Formula 1 team from next season. He replaces Valtteri Bottas, who has moved to Alfa Romeo. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Daniel.
Thanks, Kenny. Back to news now, and the Donegal councillor has teamed up with a firm of solicitors to take action against Irish Water in relation to leaks in copper pipes at up to 800 homes around Gortahark. Councillor Micheál Colin McGillagh-Aspig says, in the absence of a resolution in his discussions with the utility, they intend to proceed with a legal case. He's urging local people to get in touch with details of their issues, and in particular the costs they have incurred. Councillor McGillagh-Aspig says there are pinholes appearing in copper pipes in one particular area.
Copper pipes within people's homes in the area that Ardivug Water Treatment Plant supplies. That's kind of from the border of Gidoe right over to maybe the Rise Grotto. you could be talking anything up to about 800 houses being affected, plus businesses. I've been back and forth with Irish Water for a long time and trying to get resolution to this here. I was left with no other choice but seek legal advice. I'd like to acknowledge the work that the staff and the owners of Harnington Hayes has put into this here, and also for taking on this case on a no-one, no-fee. We've taken samples of different houses from different areas. I myself drove down to Connemara where the laboratory down there tested them. Scientists had been employed, and we confirm now that there is issue. The issue is that there's pinholes happening within the copper piping within people's homes. It's affected quite a lot of people. It's cost people tens and tens of thousands of euros. People had to be leave their homes because of it. And I would say to the public out there, first thing and foremost, that I believe that the water that they're drinking is safe. I have no concerns about that, but there is an issue in relation to pinholes happening in people's homes. So what I would say to the public is, anybody within that area there who have, even right down to taking insurance claims, people who just put it down to maybe older pipes, to get in contact with us, because there is quite a sizable amount of people now on board, and we are taking that legal case, unfortunately, against Irish Water.
A former Fine Gael senator currently based in Fawn says the extent of slurry pollution in Lough Swilly is only now becoming evident. On today's 9 till noon show, Catherine Noon told Greg Hughes she does not believe the incident reported in the Swilly at the weekend was an isolated one, and such slurry pollution has been happening for years. She has posted video footage taken in Lough Swilly at Fawn this morning, describing it as the worst she has ever seen.
This morning, my fiancé, Sammy, and our neighbour, Jim, went out in a speedboat to look at the water, and it's actually the worst we've seen. It's absolutely disgusting, you know, and it has been going on. I'm not around that long. I just spent my first summer in Fawn last year, and I was shocked by it. It affects people on Inch Island. It affects Fawn very negatively, and it affects the marina. We think it's been going on about 12 or 13 years. It's unhealthy. It's unsafe. Children, you know, whose parents know, don't let them bathe in there, certainly at certain times. And people who don't know go in there. In fact, there's a glor there. I don't know if you've heard the word glor, but it was a new one to me when I came up to Donegal, but it's kind of a quicksand, kind of a muddy sand. And when the tide goes out there, it's actually very dangerous. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying it's solely down to the cow effluent, but it is certainly an issue. And it may seem like a small issue, but for us local residents there, it's really something that we feel very grieved about, and it's so preventable.
And Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information regarding a fire at Drummer Eve between Remelton and Rathmullen a week ago tonight. They believe the fire was started maliciously. The property at Drummer Eve was extensively damaged by the blaze, and Garda Grainne Doherty is urging anyone who can help with the investigation to come forward.
Milford Gardaí are investigating this. This house fire happened at a house in the area of Drumheriv, Remelton. So this house is situated on the Remelton to Rathmullen, the main road. This happened on Tuesday, August 31st. So Gardaí were alerted about the fire shortly after 10:30 p.m. on that date. Fire services attended the scene and battled the blaze, but unfortunately the house was totally destroyed as a result of the fire. And thankfully nobody was hurt. The fire is believed to have been started maliciously, and we are appealing to anybody who may have any information whatsoever, anybody who may have observed any suspicious movement of people, vehicles in the area on the night in question, to contact Gardaí in Milford on 915-3060, or then contact the Garda confidential line either on 1-800-666-111. And we're also anxious to hear from anybody who may have been in the general Drumheriv area or on the Remelton to Rathmullen Road, even the hours leading up to the time of the report of the fire between 8 p.m, maybe in 10:30, and anybody who had a dash cam, you know, to come forward to Gardaí in Milford and make that available to them.
And now the weather, dry for the rest of today with sunny spells for most. It'll stay dry overnight with some clear spells, a very mild and humid night with temperatures dipping to between 13 and 17 degrees. This evening's main headlines once again. 1,470 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 have been reported this evening in the Republic of Ireland. The 5-day moving average of cases here has now fallen to 1,382, which is 16% less than a week ago. 1,748 new COVID cases have been reported in the North meanwhile. There's also been an additional 7 deaths reported by the North's Department of Health today. The new COVID-19 vaccination satellite centre in Burton Port will open on Thursday. With Sail to Sing, it'll operate on at least a one-day-a-week basis, and after that, more sessions could be offered, subject to demand. 27 patients are waiting a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital today. As the latest INMO Trolley Watch figures show, LUH is now the fifth most overcrowded hospital in the country today. Meanwhile, 395 patients are being treated on trolleys in hospitals across the country nationally. That's the highest figure since the pandemic began. And the Foreign Affairs Minister says that Catherine Zappone did not lobby him for the role of UN Special Envoy. Simon Coveney has been questioned again before an Oireachtas committee about the controversy today. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll have the latest headlines again for you at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, September the 7th. The death has taken place of Annie Devine Nidehan, 96 Carrickian Road, Stroneback, Dunamana, and formerly of Ballyrory, Craigban. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday at 10:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Aughabrack at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Current COVID guidelines apply. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via Donaghadee Parish on YouTube. The death has occurred of Josephine McGinty, 2 Sprackburn Crescent, Letterkenny, and formerly of Drummer Da, Manor Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at the Letterkenny Funeral Home at Port Road, with viewing tomorrow, Wednesday, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m, with removal at 8:15 p.m. going to St. Eunan's Cathedral for 8:30 p.m. to repose overnight. Funeral Mass there on Thursday at 11 a.m, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Dromahol Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. Family flowers only, all inquiries to Con McDade, Funeral Director, Letterkenny. The death has taken place in Hertfordshire, England, of Tony McColgan. A celebration of life mass for Tony will take place on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclay, Mallin. Please adhere to the current guidelines regarding social distancing, the wearing of face masks and handshaking. The death has taken place of Daniel Doherty, Peer House, Glandore, Skibbereen, County Cork, formerly of Glasgow, son of the late John and Teresa Doherty, Drumhalla, Rathmullen. His remains will repose at the residence of his brother James Doherty, Glen Cross, Rathmullen, from 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Family and close friends welcome. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 11 a.m. in St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Please adhere to the current guidelines regarding social distancing, the wearing of face masks and handshaking. Funeral Mass can be viewed on MCM Media, St. Joseph's Church. The death has taken place of Lewis R., 1 Gortgrania Road, Newton Stewart. Lewis's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St Mary's Oratory, Main Street, Newton Stewart, with interment afterwards in St Eugene's Cemetery, Glenoch. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live at youtube.com/dergmedia. Inquiries to Paul Gallagher, Funeral Director, Newton Stewart. The death has taken place of Francie Donnelly, 28 Oma Road, Drumquin. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In line with current guidelines, the Requiem Mass will be for immediate family and close friends only. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Silverdale Nursing Home, care of Sean O'Kane and Sons, Funeral Directors.